Introduction: The Transformative Reality of Redemption. Before defining rights and privileges in a biblical context, it's crucial to grasp the magnitude of the redemption in Christ Jesus that forms the bedrock of these entitlements and gifts. Redemption, in its simplest biblical sense, means to be bought back or ransomed. Humanity, through sin, became enslaved to sin, death, and the dominion of Satan. Romans chapter 6, verses 16 to 20, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. We were spiritually bankrupt, alienated from God, and destined for eternal separation from Him. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, 12. Christ's atoning sacrifice on the cross was the ultimate ransom price paid to satisfy divine justice and to purchase our freedom. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. This redemption is not merely a legal transaction. It is a transformative event that radically alters our status, identity, and relationship with God. It is out of this new redeemed state that our spiritual rights and privileges flow. Without redemption, we have no claim to the things of God. With redemption, we are ushered into a realm of divine inheritance. Understanding rights and privileges, general concepts as a starting point. Definition of rights, general. Entitlements that are considered inherent, universal, and morally or legally due to an individual simply by virtue of their existence or membership in a particular group. Characteristics, often seen as fundamental, inalienable, and something one can justly claim or demand. Examples, secular. Right to life, liberty, freedom of speech, fair trial. Definition of privileges, general. Special advantages, benefits, or immunities granted to certain individuals or groups, often conditionally and not universally available. Characteristics, not inherent, can be earned or bestowed, often revocable, and represent something extra or beyond basic entitlements. Examples, secular. Driving a car, a licensed privilege, access to exclusive clubs, diplomatic immunity. Key differences, general. Basis. Rights are often based on inherent worth or legal statute. Privileges are based on grant, achievement, or specific conditions. Universality. Rights are often intended to be universal. Privileges are selective. Inherence. Rights are considered inherent. Privileges are granted. Stability. Rights are typically more stable and protected. Privileges can be more conditional and easily revoked.